Welcome to the sermons and teachings from the Catalyst Fellowship with Ipai Michael. We hope the message you're about to listen to will edify you and cause you to experience exponential growth. And now, the message.
Well, I have very little time this morning, so I want to charge you on something very important. You know, if you've noticed, I'm not doing teachings on glory in this camp meeting, really. Because I've been teaching you about the glory of God since January. So if you don't already know what the glory of God is, then you've not been following us. Amen? All right. Listen, one of the most important things that you can receive from a ministry like this is a prayer life. Prayer brought us here. Prayer will take us far. You know, it's such a testimony. I always tell the Windsor guys. And one of the testimony of the Catalyst Church Nigeria is that you guys prayed 2 years for the fulfillment of that prophecy. We prayed for Windsor. We kept on praying. Some of you, even that's the first time you heard of Windsor. You went to search on the map. Where is this city? Why are we just praying for this city, Pastor? And your prayers were heard by the Lord. So that's why I say prayer brought us here. And prayer will take us farther. Do you believe that? Now, if you've not caught, and permit me to use the word spirit of prayer, if you've not caught the spirit of prayer, there's something you're missing. You might have zeal for evangelism, you might have zeal for every other thing, but if you don't understand the power of prayer, you're missing something critical. For a ministry like this, where God gives us prophecies frequently, and we always ride on the wings of prophecy, you would need prayer to be able to steward prophecies. And so, as I was saying, if you've not caught something heavy for prayer, there are many things you would miss. There are things that God has destined to do through you that you would never be able to do if you've not learned to pray. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You may see visions, you may dream about it, you may receive words about this meeting, but it won't matter if you cannot pray. This is not the first time you're receiving prophecies, is it? This is not the first camp meeting you're coming for, is it? Maybe the reason, the difference between receiving the word and effectiveness is prayer. If you could just pray, your campus will be taken. If you could just pray. You know, one of the words that I received was, you know, someone received the word in our midst while we were praying. The biggest issue, Lagos Church, with not doing what the Lord asked you people to do, was that even if you did not do it, if you were at least praying, it would have been fine. Do you hear what I said? Those that know that I'm talking to them know what I'm talking about. Prayer. No matter the great destiny, pray. Tell the person beside you, say, pray. Oh. Say, get why. If they know answer, say, pray. Oh. Pray oh. Get why. If they know answer, tap them. Say, I say, pray. Oh. Pray oh. Get why. Abuja, pray. Oh. Get why. Lagos, pray. Oh. You get why. I'm telling you, pray. All the great visions that God has given you, if you sit on them, they're not going to happen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Prayer is a way to facilitate and steward prophecies. And so you're going to have to learn the ministry of prayer. Not just short prayers. The kinds of prayers that can build something. Look at what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. Are you there? Let's read together, everybody. Want to go? From whom the whole family Hallelujah. This is powerful. The Apostle Paul is praying. He says, I bow my knees. What's his critical prayer? What's so important that he has to be this dramatic? I'm bowing my knees to God in prayer. And the reason is that he's saying that God will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be what? Strengthened in your inner man through his spirit. Are you listening to me? So there is a type of strength that does not come from the gym. There is a type of strength that comes from the spirit. Please, are you listening to me, somebody? When you ask, oh, what is he praying about? He's praying that you receive strength so your inner man can receive strength. Did you hear what I just said? I said your inner man can receive strength. Are you listening to me? Maybe you feel weak sometimes. I'm giving you a good news. It's possible to receive strength in your inner man. Okay. Maybe sometimes you feel depressed and left out. I'm telling you, it's possible to receive strength in your inner man. Hey, say a big amen.
Amen.
Maybe you feel weak. Maybe all the things God has told you have not come to pass. You feel distraught. If you left out, it is possible to receive strength in your inner man. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Maybe the devil has tried to play with your mind. Is it you, this you, that God wants to do great things with? Pay no attention to him. It is possible to receive strength in your inner man. Do you feel stronger this morning after praying? Do you feel some strength? I'm saying it is possible to receive strength in your inner man. It's possible. There is a way to be empowered in the spirit. There is a way to be spiritually stronger. Maybe you've been weak spiritually. There is a way to be better. Your story doesn't have to remain the same. Maybe you've been feeling like, oh, other people seem more spiritual than you. There is a way to be better. And that's the most important thing about the things of the spirit. You can grow. No one has to be left as an infant in the things of the spirit for too long. You can grow. Do you hear what I said? You can become mature. You can be better. You can be wiser. You can receive strength in your inner man. Please, are you listening to me, somebody? And so there are prophecies over your life that have been hanging there for months, for years, and you don't know about to go, you don't know how to go about them. You don't want to face them. You've turned your back against them. But I'm telling you today, you can receive strength in your inner man. Are you listening to me? What has the Lord said that you've been running away from? You can receive strength. Tell the person beside you, you can receive strength in your inner man. But the person knows how you tell yourself, I can receive strength in my inner man. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Maybe your goal was 50 disciples, and like yesterday, you had only 2. Say, I can receive strength.
I can receive strength.
Mm-mm, change it. Say, I receive strength.
I receive strength
in my inner man. To face my destiny. Are you listening to me? You can receive strength in your inner man to face your destiny. You can receive strength. You can. Michael can receive strength in his inner man. I receive strength. I am strengthened with might. I gained stamina in the things of the spirit. Maybe I didn't used to see the ministry of angels, but I gained stamina in the things of the spirit. I'm better. I have more angelic ministrations. I dine with the Lord. I spend more time with God. I'm more prayerful. I study the word more. I receive strength in my inner man. I receive it. You can be better. Are you listening to me? You can be better. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. The Bible says, for bodily exercise profits what? Little. You know, that's good news to some of you.
Amen.
You don't go to the gym now. We shall take glory. Amen. Bodily exercise profits what? little. They wanted to wound me recently. I went to do 3 sets and 12 reps of lunges. I was not climbing stairs like this. That pain, eh? Hey, if you've not felt it, you don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Bodily exercise profits little. It says, but godliness is what? Profitable for all things, having the promise of life that now is and of that which is to come. And so the apostle Paul here is using gym as a metaphor to say that if you can get stronger physically, you can get stronger in your spirit. Am I talking about your life? Godliness is profitable to all things. He's trying to make a point on stamina in the spirit. He's using gym as an example for you to know that you can exercise yourself in the spirit. There are things to do to make you stronger spiritually. Are you getting this? So maybe you were weak, but you can be stronger. I rephrase that. You are getting stronger in the name of Jesus. I know you've looked at some people. How are they doing it? Someone say, you know, when I pray 17 hours, when I reach 10 is when I start to feel it. Wow, salame kufri. And you think they are dragons breathing fire. And you're like, how can I ever attain such? Don't be distraught. Don't be. You can be better at the things of the spirit. Did you hear what I said? I'm giving you some strong hope from the word of God. That he says you can exercise yourself in godliness. Amen? You've not prayed longer than 4 hours before. You can, and you can do more. You can be better at the things of the spirit. You can be better in your walk with God. There are things to do. There are activities. One of such is prayer. One of such is the study of the word of God. But I'm trying to tell you that you can be better. You can gain stamina. You can exercise yourself to godliness. Exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. So the same way you can alter your physical form, you can alter your spiritual form. Are you listening to me? You can. Your sensitivity, your ability to hear from God, you can alter it. Maybe it used to take you 40 minutes to break into the presence. You can alter it. That the moment you start, you already are in heaven. Hey! Did you hear what I said? I taught you to switch yesterday, Abby. You can. You know, my wife told me something shocking a few weeks ago. She said, I've been studying you all through this year. I was scared. You know, it's one thing to have some results. I'm tempted to know that the person has been watching all your movements. She said, I've been studying you. I was scared. I said, why? She said, I just wanted to understand how you do it. How are you doing these things? She said, sometimes I'll be praying in the night and I'll be looking at you, be sleeping. Sleeping. And then when you wake up and you want to pray, you will just be praying all through the day. Nowhere is shaking, but I'll be seeing you doing. You can be better. I don't take 2 hours to break into the thing, into the realms of the spirit. I've altered my form. I don't like talking about myself. You can alter your form. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You can. You can break into the spirit, the things of the spirit fast. When you don't just have a prayer time, you have a prayer life. Always praying. I'm not talking about long hours. I did long hours before this meeting. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to tell you that you can alter your form in whatever direction you want to alter your form. That if we were to do a CT scan of your spiritual form, we'll see strength. We'll see stamina. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You can be strengthened in your inner man. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And one major way to alter your form is prayer. Let nobody shortchange you. You will always need prayer. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Catalyst. Prayer brought us here. Even the name Catalyst now from prayer. We are not letting go of prayer anytime soon. The testimony of this church is that every Friday for almost 4 years, we pray 3 hours or more. You know what I'm saying, Abby? Sometimes when people hear it, they say, ah, you only so much. But it goes show. You know, show. It goes show. And I want to revive back that culture. Lagos Church, if you are going to do anything great with God, you must pray. Abuja, you must pray. Campuses, you must pray. Pray. One thing that prayer does is that prayer makes you heavier. Are you listening to what I'm saying? In the school of glory, one of the first things you must learn is the weight of God, the kabod of God, the effect of all his attributes together. You know, that's what holiness means. To be unique. To be set apart. And I explained to you yesterday the connection between the glory of God and the holiness of God, right? That the glory of God is the expression of all of his attributes together. Are you listening to me? So, for example, Mount Sinai was called holy, not because it has never sinned, but why? Because God was there. Can your life be marked apart? Can you be heavy just because the presence of the Lord is always found where you are? You've learned to cultivate it so much in prayer that when people come close to you, they know this one prays. Can people discern that you're a man of prayer when they walk through you, when they pass you? You say, that one prays. You know, there's a way you pray, you will not talk too much. There's a way you pray, you will not be too common. That's the kind of aura you have to carry. Not farming wrong aura. I've not dropped any moments for you people. I see a serious meeting. Amen. But there's a type of aura you can carry when you pray. You know, there are some things that when they happen, you don't talk too much. Settle it. Did you hear what I said? You know where to settle it. They are panicking. We don't have hall. Prayer people don't talk like that. Jesus, I'm teaching you something. One of the reasons why I canceled your church plant is because you were not ready. Prayer people don't talk like that. We don't have space. What else? We don't panic like that. Go check anybody that you know that is doing ministry strong. What's the one criteria you know that is common with all of them? Tell me. Audacity. Crazy boldness. Because they settle things somewhere else. They carry a weight that is heavy. They come and it almost looks like every door must open to them. It's because they know where to settle it. They don't fight physical battles physically. They settle it somewhere else. In your road to greatness in God, you must learn how to fight the battles in the right place. So that when you come out, you'll be heavy. 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 You know, you can carry an aura of glory. Do you know? You can. You know, one of the most common things that happened to me when I was on campus, for some reason, wicked people used to like me. I'm telling you, wicked people. They say, you cannot do that program. Once I show face, I'll be smiling. And they will just favor me. I know. It's because I'm heavy. Can you be heavy? There's a way. It's what prayer does for you. in this pool of glory. You know, there's something called the force of the glory of God. What's the force of the glory of God? That when a person knows the message of the glory of God and walks in the direction of the glory of God, everything that backs up the attributes of God begin to back you up. One way to cultivate it is in prayer. Once you start praying, you spend time in the Shekinah. You spend time in prayer. Spend time in the atmosphere of glory. You become weightier. Even your words are not taken lightly. You know, there's a common joke in Windsor about me. If I say things casually, they say, see what pastor is saying now. Don't think he's joking. Because by the privilege of God, my ordinary words have been exchanged for weighty words. Did you hear what I said? That I can casually joke and say, how many are we here? Okay, we will do bigger hall next time. I will be more. Have you witnessed that with me before, Dickens? Does it happen? Maybe I'm joking now, but are you listening to what I'm saying? That ordinary words become weighty. That's what you must learn. That you can be stronger because you've prayed. That's why you must pray. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Holy things are separate. Separate. And you must treat them that way. The way we treat our devotion sometimes doesn't show that we understand the glory and the holiness of God. That you are Belteshazzar and you took the cup of the temple and immediately you are judged. Many, many take care of fasting. You've been weighed and you've been judged. Anything that is not as heavy as God will be judged. Anything that is not set apart unto God will be judged. So on the school of weight in the things of God, where do you stand? Are you set apart unto God? Do you carry weight? Well, one way to carry weight is in prayer. Please, are you listening to me, somebody? Let me show you something. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. If you understand there. All right, let's read together, everybody. One, two, go. And that burn with fire, and to blackness, and darkness, and tempest. And the sound of trumpets, and the voice of words, so that those who heard it. Verse 20, what does he say? And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be what? Now, yesterday I thought about the wrath of God, right? One of the biggest mistakes we make when we read this text is that we say, blackness, tempest, darkness, anything that comes close to it will be judged. But that's not our God anymore. That's a problem. Are you listening to me? That's a problem. Because it makes us put so much weight on the glory of the Old Testament, and we put so little weight on what is going on in the New. And that's why in your prayer times, when the glory of God comes, you don't understand the weight of His presence that is there. You don't understand what should be expected when we gather. You don't understand the kind of power, the kind of weightiness that prayer carries. You don't experience the weight of His glory when you pray, because all you think is that that weight was reserved for a time. But you see, when you read Hebrews chapter 2, you will begin to understand much more clearly. Because are you learning something today? Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Look at this. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Everybody read together. One, two, go. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed. What does it say next? Next verse, what does it say? If we neglect such great salvation, what is he trying to say here? He's saying that whatever you are listening to and experiencing in the New Testament, you must take seriously. Why? Because if the things that angels brought had so much of a fear, the darkness, the tempest, the heavy things, it says even greater what we've received now. Did you hear what I said? So you can't neglect that the ministry of the New Testament carries so much weight as well. You can't think that only the Old Testament ministry and their times had weight. No. He said we must pay earnest heed to what we have. Say earnest heed. Say earnest heed. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying, somebody? Do you realize that every time we gather together like this, heaven touches earth? I taught you yesterday. Do you realize that every time you go to pray, it's like you are taking a step into the holies of holies? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get it? Do you realize that every time of devotion you have is an experience of heaven? So much weight. You are scared of sign. You are not scared of your secret place. Do you understand what I said? You are scared of sign. You are not scared of your secret place. It's because you've made it light. It's because you've made it light. Are you listening to me? It's because you've made it light. I know you take attendance in service, but you don't know. He says that we've come to Zion, the city of the firstborn, to an innumerable company of angels. I know you take attendance. But all that you count present are not all that are present. Okay. You don't understand what I'm saying? You don't get it. There was a guy that said, those that are with us are more than those that are against us. What do you think happens when we pray? That's why you've taken prayer lightly. What do you think happens in your space, in your devotion times? What do you think happens when we gather together like this? How many do you think we are here? What do you see to your left and to your right? Are you listening to me, somebody? And this is what defines spiritual maturity and growth in God. That every time you pray, you reckon that it must be as though Jesus is sitting right in front of you, and treat your prayer times like that. Are you listening to me, somebody? Don't just do church. Don't just do devotion. I'm teaching you how to steward prophecies, how to be heavy in God, how to carry weight. It's a consciousness. When you have this at the top of your mind, then you learn to honor God and honor His glory. If you want to see the glory of God, the force of His glory, you must learn to honor His glory. Did you hear what I said? If you want to see the force of God's glory, you must learn to what? To honor His glory. If you don't, you won't see the force of His glory. Are you listening to me, somebody? Can you take motions in prayer? Motions in prayer. Motions in prayer. Motions in prayer. Motions in prayer. Motions that you are in your room and the angels of the Lord are doing a walk far from you. Motions in prayer. Are you listening to me, somebody? Are you listening to me, somebody? Palatam retiko far. Jelana makamroti lata kaparato filito kombroto kopoti ala kapani anana kapai. No time of prayer is a waste. Your profiting will always appear. Are you listening to me? Maybe you just came here with a friend and you're like, why are they praying this long? I'm telling you, no time of prayer is a waste. None. Think about it. Why would Jesus come to the disciples and say, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? What was Jesus' prayer point? If you are willing, let this cup. How long does it take to pray that prayer? 2 seconds. So what needs 1 hour for let this cup pass over me? It's because prayer requires stamina. Did you hear what I said? It's because prayer requires what? Stamina. There's a place for requesting prayer, but it's not always about request. There's something about stamina in prayer. Stamina. I think it's Proverbs that says that in the day of adversity, that you will not be found wanting. That's why you must pray. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why you must pray. Please, are you following somebody? Am I preaching to you today? There's something called spiritual strength. Tell the person beside you, there's something called spiritual strength. There's something called stamina in the spirit. If the Bible is truly making a comparison between bodily exercise and strength in the spirit, it means you can get stronger, you can get heavier, you can get better. Are you listening to me? Some of us, our parents knew more about this thing than we. When was your last adventure in prayer? When you were young, your parents would tell you, I'm going on a 30-day adventure with God. Can you relate? Raise up your hand if you know what I'm talking about. Or you say, oh, we're the New Testament, we don't need that. Okay. One of the things that God wants to do with the Catholic Church is to give a picture of balance. We would have such experiences again. I said, we'll have such experiences again. Adventures in prayer. Adventures in prayer. Some of you cannot wake up and say, I need to take a retreat. Just pay for a room. Only you and God. 3 days. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. But that will be common in our church. Say a big amen. I'm trying to tell you that there are types of prayers that build stamina. This is the secret of your parents. It's why they didn't fail in the day of adversity. Did you hear me? Some of you know that there were days that your father had nothing in his hand, but he was fine because he knows the God he served. I know what I'm saying. You try him now. You ain't never pray. Try now. Pampe will come and carry you from the market. I mean, what those people used to borrow money from? They will arrest you. I'm saying, get heavy. That's why we pray. Get heavy. You are looking for secret for ministry. This is it. It's not a secret. It's just that not everybody can do it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not a secret. If everybody can do it, everybody will be pastors and ministers. But you can do it. Do you know what I'm saying? This is the secret. Pray. 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 The Catholic Church must present a picture of balance. So we have to bring it back. One of the greatest parts of our culture should be that we have the fervor of the days of old. We have the wisdom of the current age, the orthodoxy of Bible days, and the voice of this current age. Nothing missing. Are you listening to me? Nothing missing. We will pray like they prayed so we can see what they saw. Are you listening to me? We would what? We'll pray like they prayed so we can see what they saw. Amen? Amen. Are you listening to me, somebody? We have to bring it back. Protect the culture of prayer. Pray like never before. It doesn't matter how efficacious your prayer would be today. If you don't pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday after today, it will not make any sense. It won't matter. It doesn't matter all the words you received, all the impartations. I know many of you have seen angels. The Lord has touched you. You've received things for your cities. It will not matter if you don't pray next week. if you don't pray the week after, it will not what matter. Are you listening to me? How many of you have received something for your institution? I'm telling you, it will not matter if you can't pray to steward it. Say, I will steward it in prayer. Shalamembre vidala kamre dala kapratizi vela da kamba etela dila kamre dila kamro to kupo.